Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You have just tuned in to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,513th episode. I keep telling y'all people, I remember we was on number one.
Amen.
Because we were number five. But God's been so good. God's truly been blessing Purpose Kingdom Network. We have new shows live every day, one show 7 days a week. And God has truly been blessing everyone that's on the air. My name is Maureen Lee. You have just turned into the Daughters of Ruth. And I have co-hosts with me today. One's supposed to be calling in. She might be running a little late, but we're going to let her introduce herself. Go ahead, boo.
Hey, everybody. My name is Shaquita Putnam. My first time on the show. I'm excited to see how this is going to go.
Amen. Amen. And when I tell you, when we moved here, I didn't know too many people, but I trust my pastor down here that said they were coming, women of God that I needed to be there for. And I just thank God they've been a blessing to me, and I'm truly grateful. When you see what God has in store for everybody and how it manifests itself, God is truly awesome. So this evening, I asked her, I was like a couple of days ago, what are we going to talk about? I said, I want you to just go in prayer and we'll be on one accord.
Yes.
And she came up with what?
Forgiveness.
And guess who needs to be have forgiveness in their heart today? Because I snapped on Mr. Charles Lee. Yes, I did.
Oh, Lord.
But I tell you, I'll let you know the truth. I don't sugarcoat anything.
Mm.
And this is just me. I snapped on him like nobody business.
Poor Mr. Charles.
Poor Mr. Charles, yup. But I did it. I ain't apologized yet. I'm going to.
Good.
So that forgiveness will be kicking in for me also.
There you go.
Because it says it's, the Bible is like a two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
It cuts from the top to the bottom. So it cut me up. Especially when she said forgiveness. She knew this was coming. That's the funny part about God. He knew this topic was needed for today
because
he knew I was going to be in another position.
Right. And the enemy been trying it all day, too, trying to distract me to keep me from coming over and keeping me idle on stuff that I don't need to, I mean, busy on stuff I don't need to be worrying about. So we here, and we ain't going to let the enemy distract us no more.
Not today.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness, and as y'all know, everybody talk about forgiveness, but for you to forgive somebody, forgiveness is not for the other person. It's for you. It's to cleanse who you are.
Amen.
You know, but sometimes God puts people in our lives to remind us of that.
Amen.
You know, and I'm going to read one scripture about forgiveness in Matthew 6:14. For if you forgive other people, when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. So that tells me if I have sin in my heart and I didn't forgive somebody, God won't forgive me.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So how can I ask somebody else for forgiveness when I'm not the one forgiving no one?
Right. That's true.
That's like God said, no, baby, slap me on my head. No, boo. You know how my daddy talked to me.
Right.
Now, girlfriend, now you know. You wrong. Go to the person. If they don't accept it, that's on that person, but at least you said it.
Right.
So today I'm going to have to do that myself. I am sharpening iron, you guys. That's all I can tell you. God's word is sharp.
And that was meant for that word because I had that exact same verse. Scripture written down, and there you, that's just confirmation. That's confirmation. I told him that was one that I had written down, and you just spoke it, so that's confirmation.
Yep.
I also had 6:15, too.
And with that read?
But if you don't forgive others, for their sins, your Father will not forgive you for your sins.
See? So forgiveness play a big part. Like right now, the time that we're in, I feel as though everybody on this planet needs to start making forgiveness, because some of us are wearing masks and
yep.
some of us not.
True.
Some of us don't care about the next person. Some of us do.
True.
So that's a, like, if it happens that the corona hit someone in your family, what can you really say? You didn't have a mask on. Did you? Were you the carrier?
Exactly.
Did you get the vaccinate? What
right.
can you do to make it different?
Right.
Even with the corona. Yes, I use the corona, y'all, because it's a real thing that's going on.
It is.
People are arguing, fussing, and fighting. I'm not getting the vaccination. I'm
mm-hmm.
not getting the vaccine.
Right.
But you can't do it just for you. It's other people that live in this world, and you're not alone. Amen.
True. Amen.
So through the day, I already told you my dilemma. God has been really, although we go through our trials and tribulation, God's been really, like, really, really blessing. And Famimi and Shaquita, that, like, her husband, they're off, man, they just had an anniversary last Thursday.
Yes, 10 years.
God is good. Look at that, 10 years. So marriage for young people can work.
It sure can.
It can work. And that's mm-hmm. another thing about forgiveness in a relationship. We got to know our boundaries. Sometimes I forget mine.
At least you know it.
You know, and I can admit it.
Right.
But like when God put people in your life, all you can do is just say thank you.
Right.
You know, and I thank God for her, and I thank God for her husband, because through her like ministering to me, I went back selling paparazzi, y'all.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Come through.
You know. So I'm like really grateful. But we want to get back on this forgiveness. How important is forgiveness, like, for you?
For me, I'm learning. I'm growing in Christ. Let me just start by saying that. And I'm learning to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, in order for me to continue to grow, I'm learning that I have to pray for a clean heart, a renewed heart and mind, and be open to forgiving people who have hurt me so that I can receive God's blessing. So for me, forgiveness is everything. And I'm learning.
Amen.
I'm learning.
God did say we are a work in progress. But I'm going to give you this number if you'd like to call in and join the conversation. 1-319-527-6091. And if you'd like to join the conversation, press 1, you guys, because forgiveness is real, and it's not for the other person, but forgiveness is for you.
Yes, yes, yes.
And in order for you to grow in God, you have to learn forgiveness. Amen? Yup. So, like, for instance, my thing now, if someone, say, for instance, you have an aught with someone
uh-huh.
in your neighborhood,
okay.
what would you think God would say for you to do?
To go talk to them and see if y'all can work it out. Don't hold it. Don't harbor it, because it's only gonna eat at you. It's not gonna make the situation better. That's what I would think God would want me to do.
I agree, because sometimes you can have that bitterness inside of you
mm-hmm.
that can cause you to be sick.
Right.
It can cause you sleepless nights, headaches, bad anxiety,
right.
when you start thinking everybody's talking about you,
right.
because guess what, boo, you were doing all the talking in the beginning.
Right.
So, yeah, you need to really, like, really take a look in the mirror when it comes to forgiveness, because some of us will never hear that word, I apologize or I'm sorry.
Right.
It's sometimes so hard for, I think, Christian people to admit when they're wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
true.
When you can admit it, and you know your fault, that's when you can say you're growing.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that about the neighbor, because when we first moved into our community, my kids was outside riding their hoverboards. And one of my neighbors, she was nasty to the kids. She told them to get out her driveway, go back on their side of the street. And the kids came in the house, and they was upset. And so I went over there, and I asked her, you know, hey, what was going on? You know, my kids came in the house upset. And she just said, well, your son was swinging on my, we have like wood, what do you call it, a wooden pole. in the yard with our address on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
the mailbox?
She, yeah. And she said my son was swinging on there, and she said my daughter was riding a hoverboard in the driveway. So I just reassured her, okay, well, I'll make sure you know that they're not riding their hoverboards in your driveway, or my son is not swinging on the mailbox pole that we have. So I just told the kids to stay from over there. Then about a month later, I got all her mail in our mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy was like, throw it in the trash. I was like, I'm not about to throw this lady mail in the trash. I said, this is the time right here to show her that I don't have any hard feelings for her. And God was telling me, just go over there and knock on the door and just take her mail.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went and did that, I didn't do that for her. I did that for me, so that for forgiveness, because I was upset with her, how she talked to my kids. But I was like, you know what, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to go over here and take her mail. And it was just like 1,000-pound weight was lifted off my shoulders because I did what God told me to do. I was being obedient.
And that's another word, obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And see, people don't realize when God asks you about forgiveness and you don't, that's being disobedient. That's being disobeying God's word. And that's the greatest sin of all to me.
Right.
I know all sin is the same, but not to me. I'm sorry. It's like when you know you're wrong,
right,
and that forgiveness just won't let you say,
right.
But you know it. You
right.
Feel it in the pit of your stomach that you should do it,
right.
But you don't.
Right.
And God forbid you die that day with that just that eating at you.
Right, right.
And it's nothing you can say to him. Nothing. Because you had that opportunity.
Right.
That's why I'm so glad we're talking about that this evening.
Mm-hmm.
So today, when y'all hearing this topic, forgiveness, y'all need to write some names on y'all papers.
Yep.
Who you thought you hurt.
Yep.
Even if you didn't hurt them on purpose and it was just something you said wrong.
Right.
You need to go to that brother or that sister and, like, clear it up. Because I told y'all a long time ago, I did it with my mom. I had to really learn to forgive her that it wasn't about me.
Right.
It was the sin that was eating at her.
Right.
But I forgave her.
Right.
We might can't get in the same room for a long period of time.
Right.
But it's all right with God because I already went to her.
Right.
With her pastor, my godmom, in the atmosphere. She
right.
was right there. But I just thank God for me being obedient. And like I told y'all, I went to Philly, and me and my daughter, Christina, had a big fight but over the grandkids. But I keep it 100. I just want people to realize you don't have any income right now.
Right.
So work with me.
Right.
She wanted to keep the kids for a couple of days. I didn't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a problem with the $600 to get them back to Atlanta
right.
so they could go to school.
Right.
It wasn't a problem them spending time with her.
Right.
The problem is, where's your hustle?
Right.
Where's your money to get them back?
Right.
Don't show me the money. Send it to me. So when it's time for them to come home, I'll have it in my account.
Exactly.
And she didn't understand when I used to tell her, like, look, when it push come to shove, nobody going to have money for you.
Yeah.
But when you got money, her hands goes out. It goes to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time to give it back, nobody's around. So I had to learn to forgive her
right.
because maybe she didn't understand what I was saying or how I said it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to realize, like, wait a minute, this person I'm arguing with is not my child at the time. So
the spirit
mm-hmm. that was on, so I gave the spirit control, and I had to realize, no, boo, this battle wasn't yours. So I had to take it back and give back to God, and that's where I kept. And now me and her talking every other day.
Good.
I just need her to get on her grind. I know she can do it. I know it's in her because it was bred.
Right.
Teach your children the way that she's going when they get older. They won't depart. God didn't say they will stay away long,
right.
But they're going to have some breaks in between. But when God, you know, hits that lifeline and say, I forgive you, do you forgive yourself?
Right.
You can answer him and say, yes, Father, I forgave myself because Forgiveness, you have to look in the mirror also sometimes,
yeah,
and forgive yourself for the hurt, because hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
So you have to learn to forgive yourself within. So I get up sometimes and say, you know what, Maureen, you're not perfect. You far from it.
Right.
Charles not perfect. He far from it.
Right.
But we do have low points.
Yeah.
And that's called being human.
Human, exactly.
Amen. So I just thank God for forgiving me of every sin I committed.
Right.
Because I don't understand how he used me. I was a mess. I was tore from the floor up. Oh, yes, we'll cuss you out quickly. And I told y'all, me and God had a big falling out. He didn't leave me. I left him. I was pissed off at him. I didn't want to hear from him.
Right.
And Pastor Toya tell you, I was the first one to say, well, God didn't tell me that.
Right.
Because it was something she said. I didn't want to hear it.
Right.
And that's my first, and he didn't tell me that. But my God is so real, so patient with us. Although we feel as though we don't deserve it, God forgave us of all our sins when he went to the cross. How did he know we were going to make these many mistakes?
Right.
But his love, unconditional
love.
Yeah. I'm so glad he did it. I don't understand how he did it.
Right.
But I'm so glad that he did it.
Exactly.
And forgave us, healed our bodies, minds, souls, and spirit just for us.
Amen.
To get another day to get this walk right. Again, you guys, y'all listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,513th episode.
Woo, woo, woo. What? That's a lot of episodes.
Good.
All the time.
And you're listening to the Daughters of Ruth. I am your host, Maureen Lee. Okay, I heard y'all, Minister Maureen Lee. And I have a co-host. I don't know if my other co-host is on here. Pastor Toy, did Rena call in? Because I don't know if she can get on or if they're going to charge her one cent a minute. I don't know how it goes.
I'm not sure if this is your other guest on the line, but you do have a caller on the line.
I don't know if it's Rena. I just asked her, is she on here? She said yes, so it might be Rena.
Okay, you're going to open the line. Caller, are you there?
I'm going to call her.
Number starting 404. Are you there?
I think that's my notification.
Okay, yes, 40.
Hello?
Oh, she's there. Hey, Rena.
There you go.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am good.
Okay, she's on.
We were talking about.
I kept saying hello and it didn't do anything. I was like, oh.
That's another young lady that we met living in. Her name is Rena Caton. Rena, we were talking about forgiveness. It's an echo. Are you near a TV?
Near a TV?
It's like an echo.
Let me see. Can I go in a different room? Is it better now or is it still echoing?
No, it's better.
Okay.
We were talking about forgiveness. What do you think about forgiving other people?
So, with forgiveness, my personal experience, I know that it's very important, forgiveness, because one thing about it is you can't build your relationship with Christ and move forward if you're holding grudges. You have to forgive. I know sometimes it's hard, especially when somebody has done damage to you or hurt you and done you wrong. You know, it seems like it's hard to forgive them. But at the end of the day, you have to forgive them for yourself. It's not that you're doing it for them. I'm not saying just because you forgive, you have to forget what happened. I always say you forgive, but you never forget.
Okay, Rena. Okay, you go, girl.
Yeah.
Because it's like I was saying, sometimes it gets so hard because I didn't even pick this topic. Who picked this topic? Who was it? I forgot her name.
I picked the topic.
Oh.
Well, I didn't. God told me forgiveness. I prayed about it, and I said, God, I don't know. I've never talked on the radio before, and I don't know what to talk about. And I just kept hearing forgiveness. So God gave it to me.
See, he knew. See, God, I told y'all he got jokes. He really did. No, not.
That's all you can say.
That's all I can say. It's But it's hard sometimes, and sometimes you have to move you out the way and do what God wants you to do, although you, in the back of your mind, it's just...
You want to do what you want to do.
Yeah. But you can.
You sure can.
You can. You got to put that knee on the side and say, not today.
Exactly.
Because, like you just said, it's not for that person. It's actually for you.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sitting here learning as people talk to me today, ministering to me.
Yes.
You have anything else you want to add to that?
Well, I have this book, Prayers That Avail Much. I bought it a few years ago. Well, let me see. I signed it. Actually, it was in 20. Yeah, last year I got it. And it's a book that teaches you, you know, how to pray. And I just want to read this. It was a prayer in here for forgiveness. And it just says, forgive us of our debts. And it says, Father, I forgive everyone who trespassed against me so that you can forgive me, so you can forgive me my trespasses. Now, having received the Holy Spirit and being led and directed by him, if I forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If I retain the sins of anyone, they are retained. Father, your word says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's Matthew 5:44. And then I come before you in Jesus' name to lift, and you'll put whoever name or whoever you want to forgive in their space before you. And I invoke blessings upon him or her and pray for his or her happiness. I implore your blessings, favor upon him or her. So that's just one of the prayers that you can pray for someone who has hurt you, and you are asking God to help you to learn to forgive that particular person. Or yourself, if you want to forgive yourself.
Yeah, because one of my other spiritual sisters used to say, tell me that when she did a prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy more, put my name in there.
Mm-hmm.
And put my name in the prayer because I want God to work with my attitude, my mood swings, deal with me on those issues.
Right. I never thought about doing that.
Yeah, because I told y'all, I'm a piece of work. And
God's still working on all of us. Nobody's perfect. He's still working on us.
Far from
it. Yes, he has been. I agree with that.
But I can definitely see the benefits of his blessings when you are obedient and you listen and you do what he tells you to do. You do reap the benefits from it. So obedience is another word for today.
Amen. Obedience, you guys. And I told you, when God talked, he even said in his word about obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
So that's something we need to, like, really kill ourselves on every day when we be disobedient to the word.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to put that under submission at being disobedient and start just listening.
Amen.
Close that one cell phone, television, whatever you got to turn off and ask God to work with you on forgiveness, obedience, and move on.
And that's where I'm at right now, is turning it off. and listening.
Didn't I pass this precept on
That's
study?
One thing that stuck with me for Pastor's birthday when we was talking, and she said sometimes we always rah, 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 and talking, but sometimes we need to be quiet, pray, sit back and listen so he can tell us
Amen.
What we need to do.
Amen. I've been fasting. This is my second day. I said I was going to do it for 3 days, but I think I need to go on and push it out to Friday. I'm going to do it for 4 days, just praying for clarity, understanding, to continue to grow in Christ. So I'm just sitting still and listening and being obedient.
Amen. We were just talking about being obedient to one of our other spiritual babies. She's away with her daughter on her family and friends day. She'll be graduating tomorrow from the military academy.
Mm-hmm.
So we like really looking forward to her coming home with her pictures. We want to give her a shout out. Chanel, we miss you, girl.
Woo-woo.
Congratulations to your baby girl. And all her whatever God has for her is for her.
Amen.
And just, you have to be, we all got to be obedient and learn that word forgiveness. Amen.
Amen.
Because we all have somebody in our lives, even right now, that, like, push buttons.
Oh, yeah.
And we also give God, we don't pray about it before we react.
Right.
So if we stop, think, and pray, it'll be something totally different.
There you go.
I just said it to myself.
There it is. I was just about to say that.
Rena, this is crazy. And Pastor really did say, before you react, keep your mouth shut, listen.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. You know, that's what we have to do, and sometimes we forget. I know I forget who I am.
Stop thinking,
and so
pray.
Who I belong.
I got to write that one down, y'all. I've been on for
Pastor that. Pastor Toy, you want to say something about forgiveness?
Yes, Pastor. I do. I'm just sitting here listening to y'all talk, and y'all brought back a time in my life where I had to pray for God to give me forgiveness towards somebody. I am a rape survivor, and for a long time after I had gotten raped, there was nothing but hatred for that person. Because the first thing we have to understand about forgiveness, if we do not get rid of forgiveness, if we do not get rid of unforgiveness, that unforgiveness turns to malice, which then turns to hate.
Mm.
And not even realizing it, I had gotten to a place of just hatred. And it had begun to take over in other parts of my life. And I was sitting one day in prayer, and I was like, God, what's wrong with me? Like, I see this ain't me. It is different, you know, when you can look at yourself and go, oh, something going on, that's not you. Like, what you're doing, how you're talking, how you're acting is not you. And God had to say, you have unforgiveness in you, and it's spreading. We have to realize that unforgiveness, not being able to forgive somebody for what they did, it's like a cancer. Like y'all said earlier, forgiveness is not for the person that actually harmed you or violated you or whatever the situation is, whatever they did. The forgiveness is for you, because forgiveness
right.
is like a cancer. It'll start off real small, and then it will spread.
Mm.
And you'll look up, and then all of a sudden, you're trying to figure out where the change took place at in you. And it will come back to that place of unforgiveness. You need
right.
to forgive somebody for something that you were holding. And you know how I got forgiveness for that person? I literally had to first agree with God on God's word and then give it to him and ask him for what I needed. I said, okay, Lord, I admit it. You're right. I got hatred in my heart towards that person. I have not forgiven them, so I'm asking you to give me the forgiveness I need so that I can completely heal. And I'm not saying it, like, I didn't say that prayer once. I must have said that prayer 1,000 times. But that one, every time the thought would come up in my mind, Father God, I need that forgiveness. Remember, I asked you, I need that forgiveness, until it got to a place where I was like, oh, wow, that don't, not only do that not bother me, I really do forgive you for that.
Wow.
If we get real with God, if we get real with Christ, like, he, number one, he already knows it. So why are we trying to hide from him what he already knows?
Right.
If we get real and just say, God, you know what? I'm mad at that person, and you need to change my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how we tend to pray. We tend to pray, Lord, you know what they did to me. Get them. We don't have to ask him to get them. He already said in his word that he was going to get them. He said it would be better for you to tie a millstone or a large rock, a boulder, depending on which version you're reading, around your neck and jump into the midst of the sea than to mess with one of the least of my children. So he didn't even say you had to be important. He just had to say you were his. He said he would get. We don't have to pray for him to get them. We have to pray, God, get us.
Amen.
Get us out of this spirit of hatred that the enemy is trying to dwell in us with. Get our focus to a place of something greater. And again, it's not overnight. But if you pray it, believe in him for it, I promise, for anybody out there for any reason dealing with unforgiveness in your spirit, and like the other sister said, it don't mean because you've forgiven somebody that you have to deal with them.
Right.
It just means you forgive them so that you can talk about whatever happened with no malice in your heart, no hurt, no pain, no nothing, and can then become the blessing from it because you can look back and tell somebody that's coming behind you, girl, I've been through that. I dealt with that. Let me tell you what God did for me.
Won't he do it?
Well, I just wanted to share that with y'all. Go ahead, y'all. I'm thank you for letting me share.
Pastor Toya, you know it's your world, girl. You know, and I'm glad she said that because until you really, like, say for instance, like I could talk about my mom, but before Pastor Toya tell you, I'll be having snot come down my nose, like really can't breathe, crying. But
right.
Now it don't hurt as much.
Right.
Because I'm really learning it's not her. She wasn't shown how to love us the way we needed to be loved.
Right.
So it's not her fault. So now I have to turn it around in my life that I can give unconditional love.
Right.
And I only can learn that through Christ. Because he has to love me, and I have to love myself.
Right.
And once I love myself, I can love others.
That's true.
You know, so I'm so grateful. Like, I told Pastor Soy when I first got here, I was like, I ain't meet nobody yet. God, I know God's going to send people I could talk to. Because the other pastor that we stood under
right.
already told me the ladies was coming.
Right.
And a gentleman, her husband, he trying to act like he don't hear us.
Over there, what you doing?
You know, and I thank God for me being disobedient to have him come over and give me an estimate, and the rest is history.
Right.
You know, and I thank God that I wanted fruit, and I met Rena.
Amen.
You know, so God put everybody in your life for a reason.
For a reason.
And Chanel, I was taking my grandson to Taekwondo school, and there she go. And we were all hurting from something.
Right.
And when we got together, it's God's word started healing and mending some things. And I just always say, oh, my dad is awesome.
Yes, he is.
He is awesome, and I'm glad that forgiveness topic tonight came up because I needed to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Didn't even know you was going to need it, but.
You know, God knew.
Right, he knew.
And I'm just like, I'm in awe right now because how God works with, I keep it personal, the relationship that I have with him.
Right.
He give me exactly what I need and when I need it.
Yeah.
So I thank God for you.
Oh,
with
thank
the
you.
Topic. And I just thank God for Rena for reinuating what Pastor had told us.
Right.
Sometimes we got to be quiet, be still, and listen.
Right.
So, like I said, sometimes God gives people in our lives to remind us what we're supposed to be and to whom we belong.
Amen.
And I'm grateful. Again, you're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1,513th episode, you guys. We need to give God some praises. You know what
Amen.
I'm saying? Woo! Last time I checked, we was in 16 countries. I know we in more now. How many more, Pastor Toy? The last time you did it, we were in 16 countries, right? Now
yes.
We'll be up.
Let me go back through and look. I can look right now while we're talking. And while I'm looking, we want to bless and thank and praise God for all of our listeners out there that all around the world. We are in 11 countries.
Okay.
Trying to call them out. We are in Russia, China, India, Australia, United Arab Emirates, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Poland, Germany, Austria, France,
United Kingdom,
Morocco, Brazil, Mexico, and, of course, our home, the good old United States of America. So we thank and bless God for all of our listeners around the world. We just pray that we continue to be a blessing unto you, that God will be showering you with blessings, that souls are being saved, and that we are able through the power of the Holy Spirit to make a difference in your life.
That's what I'm talking about. And it's nothing like we always tell people, it's not what we do, it's who God is that we celebrate.
Amen.
And now now I'm sitting here in Georgia. So now we got listeners, you know, even in Georgia and
right.
California, and I have a girlfriend in, where's she at? Argentina.
Really?
That we play, what is the word game with?
Okay.
And she said, I'm going to listen to you. So it's amazing to me.
Right.
That's why I play so many word games, because they get to chat with you and you chat with them.
Okay.
And they just tune in, and that's how good God's word is, because with two or three are gathered, he's in the midst.
Amen.
And I'm just grateful. I'm like totally in awe of him. And it's more than a religion. This is a relationship.
It really is.
You can keep the religion part, because that's Baptist, Methodist,
right.
And all that other stuff.
Right.
But when you have a relationship, I'd rather be a child of God.
Amen.
Than anything else.
Amen.
You know, so you got to know who you are and who you belong. And let God show up and show out in your life. Because when your light is turned on for God, you know how bright it is?
Mm.
And how your enemies have to start to put, they just start separating because you come in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I'm all that with my God.
Amen.
And a bag of chips, even through my mess.
Amen.
He
with the dip.
Love me.
With the dip.
You know what I'm saying? With the dip. You know, and I'm just grateful because, like I said, this is the 1,513th episode. And I know Pastor Toy had it hard some, who to put where and who to put what place. Because when she first asked me, I was like, nah. She'll tell you, well, did I, Pastor Toy, what did I say? What was my line? God didn't tell me
God,
that.
God didn't tell you that.
And I would tell her that. I told her no. I was like, no, God didn't tell me that. I was running. But when you stop running and let answer to the call that God called you to be or the woman God called you to be,
right,
everything start putting itself in place.
Right.
And I'm just.
Wait a minute.
She wasn't running. She had booked a first, what you call it, a first class plane ticket to I Ain't Doing That and
oh,
jumped
Lord.
On board.
Oh, Lord.
God didn't tell me that. Oh, no, I'm not feeling that in my spirit. God, God didn't know. I can't do that. And I laughed because she gave me every excuse that I had originally gave God.
That sounds about right.
When he said do this, I said, I must be, no, that's not God talking to me. That's me talking to me. I just want to be famous or something. No, I can't do that. No, I can't even talk that much. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Not. So I understood it, but I knew she was coming. Just like I'm hearing something in my spirit right now, but I'm going to talk about that later.
Okay.
It's like I told y'all, I'm so glad now that I get a chance to let everyone know it's okay to feel as though, well, I'm not ready.
Right.
It's okay because eventually God gonna have it his way if you really give everything to him.
I believe that.
Put your hands up, the white. Well, I tell my baby over here, Donald, I'm throwing up my white towel. I'm waving it. I surrender it. It's
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
I'm all right. I can do it because you said I can.
Amen.
And I'm excited to see what tomorrow brings.
Amen.
With my forgiveness. Because I really have to, I might have to cook a 7-course meal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You are. Might as well go and start preparing it in your mind now. I wasn't even here, but I know. Go on and get it
Donald,
together.
You have something to say about forgiveness, honey? Come on, Donald. Come on.
Come on.
Tell us something about forgiveness.
He'll man a few words. Look at him.
But he's a powerful one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's just a smiley. Y'all got to see this man smile. Man. You hear him. But I'm just like, I'm like totally grateful to Rena. I'm so, like, which when you said what you said, I don't know what to say about Rena no more. It came right into place with what you had.
Right.
And what Pastor told us at birthday dinner.
So this is just confirmation. This is what we're supposed to talk about.
Amen. Crazy, right, how you worked that out?
I'm just telling you.
And it was crazy for me today. Oh, ouch.
Like you said, God can see what we can't see, and he gave me that because he knew we was going to need it,
mm-hmm.
all of us. Cause I got a couple of people who I got to forgive.
You made your list?
I'm going to be making it. I
do, too. I agree with it.
You made your list, Rita?
No, ma'am, but you know what? It's funny she talked about that because, like, I've just had so much hatred and stuff towards certain people. And, like, this morning I just had to get up and it was hard. I ain't going to lie, because the devil busy. But I had just, I got in the shower. I had cut my little praise and worship on. And all day today, I said, one thing I'm going to make my goal. When I was out doing Uber and Lyft, I said, everybody to get in my car, I'm going to have my gospel music playing. Most of the time, I cut it off. You know, they'd be like, well, can you cut your music off or can you cut it down? Or I said, you know what? Today I'm not doing that. So all day today, I've really just been focused and tuned into him and just asking him to kind of guide me. Where do I start? Where do I begin trying to, you know, where do you begin? Where do you start? You know, kind of lead me, guide me, show me what I need to do. And, like, it was funny because one of the first things that came to me was you got to forgive, not forget, but you got to forgive so you can move forward. If you never forgive, you're going to be stuck in the same spot and things are going to get worse for you. So it's funny she talked about that because, like I said, this morning I got up and I felt great today. When I did that, it was so funny because I felt so down today. But as soon as I started listening to my praise and worship and, you know, I had said my prayers today and I was just focused on God, it was like my whole day turned around and did a whole 360.
Amen. See, and no funny part, as Rita talking, and I would tell all of y'all on my show, before you get out the bed, if you ask God to give you, order your steps.
Yes.
Let him control your destiny.
Yes.
Not you control it. Let him control your destiny.
Yes.
Just, Father God, order my steps. Let me go where you want me to go. Say what you want me to say and do what you want me to do. That's the whole key. You got to do all that. And once you become one with him and he start ministering to you, you'll have a time. Because like she said, think about what she said. She had to get that worship in. Once she put that worship in action, and I feel as though that's the action word. Because you can't worship by yourself.
Right.
That Holy Spirit got to come in
and do it, yeah.
Start stirring some things up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I feel it. Okay.
Yeah.
My granddaughter was over there saying about the, what song was you singing?
Break Every Chain.
Break Every Chain.
Pasha
Chains
Pop.
Need to be broken in
Amen.
Our lives so we can go to the next phase of life. Even if the chain is unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
That's a chain that has to be broken.
Amen.
But we want to do something a little bit different today. As we talk about forgiveness, we're going to talk about you forgiving yourself for turning your back on God.
Mm.
We're going to ask God if all minds and hearts are clear to just come into your life. Make you a new creature. All things pass away. All things become new.
Amen.
And you know he died for your sins. He was
Amen.
Beaten for your sins. He rose for 3 days for us with all power in his hand. Went down to hell and took the keys and the keys from death. He took the sting from death for us. And we wasn't even born yet, but he knew of us.
Amen.
Because he already knew this day was going to come. And if you can say with all your heart, God, I'm a sinner. Change me, make me. I desire more of you. I want to learn about this man that does this forgiveness thing.
Amen.
I want to be one with him. It's just that simple, just you confessing out your mouth. I want to be one with you. I want to get to know you. I want to love on you a little bit. And it's that easy. He already accepted you. And then you find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where you can grow in the saving knowledge that Jesus died and he's coming back again real soon. And then you get on the phone, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and all the other avenues and say, I became saved. I'm a new creature.
Amen.
All things passed away. Now I am new in Christ.
Amen.
Just like the Sixers and the Eagles. In the Falcons.
Yes, rise up.
Come on. Y'all get out there and announce all on Facebook. Did you see the game? Did you see Miss Lee accept Christ as her personal Savior today? Mm-hmm. Yes. Get on there and announce it.
Amen.
Let the world know.
Amen.
Because the world needs to hear it.
Sure do.
If he saved you, wow, he can save me.
Mm-hmm.
Let this thing spread like wildfire. God's love is forever, everlasting. He's unchangeable. Amen.
Amen. And people are watching you. My cousin called me yesterday and we talked. And she was just like, I'm so proud of you. I see you on Facebook selling your jewelry. I see you, you know, with your positive. She was like, I look forward to that every day. She was like, that helps me get through my day. When I see those positive affirmations that I put up there, or a Bible, whatever God leads me to post, that's what I post. And for her to say that, that's just confirmation and that's what I'm supposed to be doing, and I need to continue to do it. Even when I don't feel like doing it, I need to do it, because you never know who needs that. You never know who life you may be changing or saving.
Amen.
You know, by you spreading the gospel.
And now that she said that, it's like I'm on this thing called the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, we see all them snakes and stuff on.
Now I post scriptures on that come in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's like people really like to hear it and read it. And a lot of people said, you know what? Locust Grove was missing this.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you. And I'm like, I told Charles, I said, Charles, they really reading them. Look, they reading them.
Next door, that's what it's called, next door.
Next door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like God is like really moving, and there's so many other cities on that site, not just Locust Grove.
Right.
There are people from Arizona posting about coyotes and deers and everything.
Yes.
But I'm just thank God that I get up and I put my scriptures on. So now it's just not for me. He says spread the word, share it.
Yeah.
So when we begin to share it, we begin to get God's name out. Because God's not dead.
No, he's not.
He's not on the cross. He's not in the tomb. I'm just so in awe of him.
Amen.
I'm just so grateful. I am so grateful. I'm not going to talk no more. I'm going to let Shaquita and Rena do some more talking.
Go ahead, Rena. I'll put you on blast, girl.
I really don't have much to say. I don't know.
Is this like, okay, since we was talking about forgiveness, and I do like the, like, I would call this like a round robin conversation with us women in Locust Grove, Georgia. So maybe like every other Wednesday,
okay,
we can let one of us pick a topic. Rena can do the next Wednesday,
okay,
and we come together and talk about how good God is, and share it on your Facebook page, share it on your Instagram, and she another paparazzi sister down here with me, and it's just we're one big happy family.
Man.
Making that money. It pays a bill or two.
It does.
Amen.
Get some groceries, some gas.
That's right. And pay tithes.
Yes.
And sow seeds. You got to sow seeds and pay that tithe and give that offering just like you give time of God.
Yes.
He requires these things.
Yes.
And if you really want your life to grow, plant a seed, pay your tithe, do your offerings, and learn of him.
Amen.
Learn of him. Pastor Toy, do we have any announcements?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Again, we like to thank each and every one for joining in with us for this, our 1,513th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We praise God for the ladies this evening. And just the conversation on forgiveness. We, by faith, thank and bless God for the soul we believe gave their life to Christ this evening. We encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. However, until then, that's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. That's right, tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting with the Healing Hour and special guest host, Elder Elisha Cooper, and she will be on with her special guest, Sister Veronica Sills Whitaker. You do not want to miss this anointed woman of God or the Word of God tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We invite you to follow us on any of our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can also follow us via our webpage, which is www.pknradio.com. www.p as in purpose, k as in kingdom, n as in network, pknradio.com, where we are blessed that we are able to broadcast gospel music 24 hours a day. You can also reach out to any of the hosts from the different ministries, as well as reach out to us and let us know that you've given your life to Christ. Let us know what we can do to continue to be a blessing in your lives. Again, thank you each and every one. We bless God for you. I'm sorry, you got me calling you minister, and you know it's Reverend. Reverend Maureen Lee, the ministry is back in your hands.
Ouch. I just want to just thank my guests this evening, my babies. It's like, I'm in awe of y'all. I am, like, so proud of each and every one of you guys. I just want y'all to continue to grow. Continue to trust him, and he will show you exactly who he is and what he expects of you.
Amen.
And you don't have to book a first-class ticket to nowhere. Just say yes, Lord.
Just say yes, Lord. I know that's right.
Just say yes, Lord. And I just want to thank Pastor Toy for another opportunity to, like she can tell you now, my library is ready with my books on the shelf. To get back on the air and just talk about how good God is.
Because he's good.
Because he's good. In the next couple months, I'm going to trust God and have all my daughters with me.
Amen.
You know, so I don't have to really, I don't want to say the word worry, but I'll be, like, curious what they're doing there.
Right.
Because just recently, a couple hours ago, another one of my daughter friends was killed.
Wow.
And she had 2 children. 24 years old, in the prime of her life, over nothing. She worked at a club, yes. She was a waitress or a bartender.
Okay.
You know, at one of the clubs, Laura was a hostess,
mm-hmm.
greeting people and make her little money. So she's making her money. Why would you want her? But God knows what's best. He knows what he's doing.
Amen.
I just ask you for prayer for the family. That the murders in Philadelphia, murder count is going up and up. But people murdering people because they're scared of what God can do to them,
right.
for them.
Right.
They won't accept him as their personal savior, but they will listen to everything Satan has to say.
Right.
But Satan was already defeated so many years ago, and he's going to be defeated every time we come on this air.
Amen.
Every time we put positive scriptures on our Facebook page.
Amen.
Instagram and Twitter, we need to start spreading this word like wildfire that God is real.
Yes, he is not dead,
and he's coming back again.
Amen.
And that's the bottom line. We got to stop sugarcoating this thing. We got to stop. And I just want to thank y'all again for tuning in to Purpose Kingdom Network. You were listening to The Daughters of Ruth. This was the 1,513th episode.
Woo, 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 woo.
God is truly good and worthy to be praised. Again, you guys, spread the word that Purpose Kingdom is growing. growing and growing.
Amen.
And we're going to continue to grow as you continue to listen and trust and put God first. Amen. We'll be signing off until next, the following Wednesday. Everyone have a great evening. Put God first and be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.